Have you ever felt like you don't quite fit in anywhere? Like maybe you're not supposed to be where you are? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Who you are is a tricky thing, isn't it? As sometimes you might feel like you don't belong, maybe because of how you look, where you come from, or you just feel different from everyone around you. Those feelings can make you question whether you really matter. But here's the thing. No matter how you came to be, where you are today, God sees you and loves you exactly as you are. Today's devotion is a powerful reminder of that truth called You Matter by Shalise R. Smith. The sun is setting, and as the long grass sways back and forth in motion with the wind, a young woman is walking down a dirt road after having left her newborn baby by a tree in the woods. She hopes someone will soon find her. Tears run down her cheeks as she wishes she could provide for her baby. But she knows she can't. Her life in Africa is one of hardship and survival, and since she's unmarried, she lacks resources to raise a child alone. When I was a year old, I was adopted. I am now Ethiopian American. Psalm 68:6 says, God places the lonely in families. I was welcomed into a loving home with a Christian family, and I thank God every day for that. Do you struggle with feelings of belonging? It can be hard to accept love, especially if you have experienced rejection and loss. But the truth is, you are loved by a sovereign God who created you and watched you grow in your mother's womb. Though I was raised in a Christian home, I struggled with believing my family loved me. I felt different, and I was buying into society's lies. I thought that I didn't matter. I worried about whether my friends thought I was weird because I was adopted. I didn't like my skin color. I started pulling away from people in my life. But then I talked to my mom about how I was feeling. I realized my parents loved me so much that they traveled halfway around the world to bring me home. This reminded me of a parable Jesus told in Luke 15 about a shepherd who left his 99 sheep in search of the little lost lamb. The Bible says God loves me no matter what. That's why Jesus came to die on the cross and rise again so I could be with him. I can rest in Jesus' love and saving grace. You are loved. You matter to God. So what does this story make you think of? We all go through times when we struggle with our identity, even after we've put our trust in Jesus. And especially when we feel unwanted, it's easy to believe things about ourselves that aren't true. That's why God invites us to come to him and let him tell us the truth about who we are. Consider taking some time to read Luke 15, 3-7, Luke 19, 10, and John 10, 11. Read these slowly and consider the question, how does God see me? What are some practical ways you can encourage your friends and show them that they matter to you and to God? Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians 1, 5, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Dig into the Bible for yourself and read Psalm 139, 13 through 18, Jeremiah 31, 3, and Luke 15, 3 through 7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. When you write with Unlocked, you're not just telling a story, you're offering hope. So, if God's been putting something on your heart, this might be the time to write it. Head to unlocked.org and tap Write for Us to see how your story could make a difference. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. We weren't meant to do life alone, and God has some pretty creative ways of reminding us of that. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.